Today, we continue with our series, Two Indias, Near and Far. Our stories travel between India and the Seattle area, as we explore the ongoing boom in immigration between these two places. In recent years, the Asian Indian population has grown faster in Washington than just about any other state. Many of these new residents work in high tech, often on a special visa program for skilled foreign workers. But as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, there's a hitch to this program that's pushed many women to speak out.
Two young guys who work at Microsoft face off across the table. Their challenge, who can eat the most pani puri, a popular Indian street food. Upasna Kone cheers them on, along with a few dozen people gathered in this cafe on Microsoft's Redmond campus.
Come on!
This is a fundraiser to help kids in India. Upasna helped organize it. She also took part in a test run before today's competition.
I chomped down like 20.
You chomped down 20?
Yes, I did, because it's amazing. You should have one.
Upasna's 26. She has a master's in business. And almost a year ago, she moved from Hyderabad, India, to Bellevue. Outside, Upasna and I stroll past a lot of Indian co-workers. She blends right in. Except the thing is, Upasna doesn't work here. She can't. Her visa only allows her to live in this country, not work here.
Some people don't understand the visa issue, so they constantly pit you against women of your age and say, hey, look at her, she's moving on. It's not that it's my personal choice that I'm not working.
The volunteer work is one of her main gigs right now. Upasna came to the U.S. after she got married. Her husband's an engineer at Microsoft. He's here on what's called an H-1B visa for high-skilled foreign workers. It's different than the one they give spouses. Washington State is one of the top users of this H-1B program. Last year alone, employers here requested visas for more than 15,000 workers.
But what about their spouses? It's almost like you don't even look at us. So, yeah, it hurts your self-esteem, your independency. It kind of kills your confidence slowly, but surely it does. Yeah, it is.
The federal H-1B program allows workers to bring spouses and children here, but rules prohibit the spouses from working, even though many also have impressive resumes in engineering, science, or business. It's estimated more than 500,000 H-1B holders are in the U.S. at any given time. For their spouses, the work limbo can last up to 10 or 15 years. Upasna knew about the restrictions before she moved here, but she thought she'd be able to find an employer willing to hire her on the same type of work visa as her husband.
So I apply and I get regret mails. I read a lot of regret mails. Though I know I wouldn't have got these regret mails if I were to be in India.
Upasna worked as a public relations executive in India. Her face lights up as she talks about her old job. It's clear she liked it. But there's another big reason she wants to keep working.
I want to help my mom, my grandmother, everyone back at home. They never talk about it, but it's my responsibility that I take care of them. That's something which I feel bad about.
Upasna is an only child, and in Indian families, that often comes with a strong sense of duty. Upasna knows women who've spent years in her visa situation. Some give up on careers and instead raise a family, do volunteer work, or get more college degrees. She's also seen women become depressed and marriages crumble. One option for Upasna is to return to India.
But you know, the question of going back to India, first of all, is morally, culturally, and socially unacceptable.
We have to respect the institution of marriage, Upasna says. So for her, for now, a long-distance marriage is out of the question. Even though she says her husband would support her in any decision. On a very rainy day in Pune, India, I recently met another woman who was in Upasna's same situation last year. Eventually, she did make the tough choice to live apart from her husband. We take refuge in my hotel to talk.
You know, everybody looks at it with a little bit of raised eyebrows because this is not normal. But what people don't usually understand is why we are doing it.
Because this can be a sensitive topic in India, she asked to only use her initials, RP. For about a year and a half, RP lived with her husband in downtown Seattle, then in Bellevue. They visited Mount Rainier and the San Juan Islands. But as the months wore on, RP felt her career as a computer engineer slipping away.
I didn't want to just compromise so much and, you know, just give up my whole career. So that's when we decided that I should move back and then we'll think what to do.
Time zones in India and Seattle are about 12 hours apart. RP and her husband usually talk twice a day.
He's having his coffee and I'm like back from work and that's when we Skype.
She says the toughest thing is just to miss out on the day-to-day of each other's lives. But surprisingly, RP says this frustrating time has brought them closer. They discuss options to live together in India or Singapore or any other place they can both work. RP intends this separation to only last a year.
It's a global world, and if we get a good opportunity somewhere else, we are always open to it.
The power goes out in the hotel, as it does several times a day.
It's really bad here.
Does that happen pretty often?
It does, throughout the year.
And RP heads back out into the monsoon rain. Back in Seattle, immigration attorney Tamina Watson meets a lot of high-tech couples dealing with this issue. Specifically, the spouse visa is called an H-4.
There has been a consistent push to the administration to allow H-4 visa holders for spouses to have work permits. This push has happened for several years now.
The only real option for an H-4 spouse to get a job here is to switch to an H-1B work visa. But that's often a long shot. These jobs have become increasingly competitive. Only 85,000 visas are available every year. A few months back, the Obama administration drafted a rule change to allow work permits for some spouses. Then anticipation built that Obama would roll the change into his executive action. Just days before the announcement, Watson outlined her expectations.
What we will see at a minimum, those people who have been waiting in the United States for a very long time and waiting in the line for a green card will get work permits. But what I hope to see, and I hope we actually do see, is that there'll be a blanket work permit for all H-4 visa holders.
What Obama announced was not a blanket. Watson says work visas are limited to those with a green card. It's expected about 100,000 spouses will initially qualify, then 35,000 more each year after. Back at Microsoft's main campus, the food competition winds down. Upasna knew that even if the visa rules changed, she could still be in for a long wait. So she hunts for a quicker solution, and sometimes at night wakes up her husband.
And say, hey, what if we move to UK? He's like, sleep. I was like, or go to Singapore. He's like, okay, we will talk about it.
Lately, she's also got her eye on Canada.
So I have such dreams. Yeah, let's see.
I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.